Marv Albert, please.
Speaking.
Marv, it's the Dunham and Miller Show at the Ticket. Mind if we talk with you for just a second?
The abusers.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's honor to be on, sir, yes.
Well, it's an honor to have you on. Wish it could be under different circumstances. We understand you've lost your job as the Knicks play-by-play guy.
Indeed. Indeed, I was fired by the Knicks, yes.
What was the issue there? Why did they get rid of you?
It has been reported I was fired because I was being a homer. That is...
That you weren't being a homer.
Yes, correct. That I was not being a big enough homer.
Right.
That is, however, not the case. It was my involvement in a very high-profile legal case.
What legal case is that?
I, indeed, was the one who was bent over that end table in the Colorado hotel room by Kobe.
That oh, was you? No.
Yes, that was me.
Marv! Well,
see, that...
It is very shocking, as is the Pistons winning in five.
Yes, that was
very
also...
Very shocking. Yes.
We can get it off basketball and just kind of back to your job situation. Did the Knicks ever come to you and demand things? Were there certain things that they wanted you to do?
Yes, there were, and there were things that I would never agree to. Next season, starting next season, they wanted me to sell ad space on my toupee.
Oh, well, now that's just...
Yeah. Well, that's what I said. I have a hard enough time keeping that thing on during rough sex. I don't need to be selling ad space on the
Yes. It's so odd, Marv, that you seem to keep alluding to the old cross-dressing scandal that you went through.
Well, it was reported, so we might as well talk about it. I'm not ashamed of it. Have you tried it?
No.
It's not bad. Not bad. In fact, Charles Oakley was the one who got me started in cross-dressing.
Yeah. Never would have guessed that.
So, like, do you cross-dress during the day? Like, what are you wearing right now?
That is a little personal, but now that you ask, a golf shirt.
Uh-huh.
Socks.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Pants.
Yeah, standard.
Strap-on.
Oh, Marv.
And a Bernard King garter.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh,
always with the Knicks tie-in, yeah.
Bernard King and his road blue.
Visiting with Marv Albert, talking about his dismissal from the Knicks play-by-play post.
You know, it's strange. They want me to be a homer for the Knicks.
Right.
Can't they just settle for me being a homo?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Because that's scenario you went through. I remember you were in the hotel room with, like, your girlfriend, although you were married at the time, wasn't you?
Yeah.
But you had a girlfriend, and you were trying to get the girlfriend to call up one of her large black male friends because you wanted him involved in that. So there was some homosexual overtones to that.
It is a little strange, but different people have different ways of expressing their love. Different strokes for different folks, you may say.
Yeah, I guess so. Now, what's your... I don't understand how what you were doing was expressing love, however.
Well, it's just a way to express love. That's the way I see it, by watching a black guy go to town, having an Asian put your nuts in a vice grip.
These are ways that you express love?
Ways to express love, in my opinion.
In a vice grip.
Huh.
That's love.
I have a number of strange practices when I go on the road. I have a group of minions that I send out to secure prostitutes for me to, you know, have sex with.
And really? What do you call this group?
My crack staff.
Okay. Disgusting.
All right, Marv.
Disgusting, Marv.
Having fun.
Yeah, we are.
Having fun.
Well, thanks for the time.
I'm not going to miss doing the Knicks anyway.
No, you're not.
A job I've done for a number of years. The only byproduct of that would be several appearances on the Letterman show, maybe a guest cameo on Sesame Street. It wasn't that great a gig.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I guess you're seeing the silver lining.
Yes. Which, by the way, my garter is silver lined.
That's what I figured.
Great. Yeah. Great to know. Well, we appreciate you coming on with us and talking so candidly and openly about your private life and this whole Knicks thing.
Guys, thanks for having me on. And hold on a second. Yes, yes.
I'm your 3 o'clock appointment. I'm here. I've got the midget out in the car. You ready for me to bring me in?
Is the pygmy ready?
Yes, he is.
Okay,
yes,
great. Gotta go.
Okay.
By the way, Junior, is this Junior that I'm speaking to?
Yeah, this is him.
You heard of my book, Sorry Not Tonight, I Have a Game?
Yes.
Please pick up my latest book, Sorry Not Tonight, I Have an Odd Threesome.
Okay.
Available at Borders.
All right, I'll look for it.
At Stuckey's.
Thank you, Marv.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Junior.
See ya.